Ben, j'ai allé sur l'Internet. Hey, how's it going? Justin Jackson back with the Build and Launch Podcast. This is the show where every 7 days we build and launch a product. So we start on Friday and we ship on Thursday. Here's what we've done so far. In week one, we went through building and launching this podcast. In week two, I wrote and released an ebook called The Product Hunt Handbook. In week three, my friend Marty and I built a fully functional web app called Network Effects. In week four, we tried to help Adam build and launch his podcasting course. And this week, we are building a WordPress plugin that works with Gumroad. We'll talk about that a little bit more because this is the midweek checkup. We're going to see how Carl, Alexander, and I are doing. Because you see, the show is like an audio journal where I express and document and reveal all of the things, all of the work, all of the struggles that it takes to actually get something and create it and then put it out into the world. And it's not always easy. In fact, a lot of times it's quite hard. But that's the whole idea, is I want to encourage you folks to get out and build and launch your own things. A lot of folks have been contacting me to say, hey Justin, just want to thank you for doing the show because, like me, they have kids and they're at a full-time job or they're consulting full-time. And when you have kids, when you're a parent and you're also married, that adds another dynamic as well, and you're working full-time, that is a unique context in which to make things. And that's not to disparage anybody that is not married or doesn't have kids, but they are very different situations, very different stages of life to be in. I love that joke that Jim Gaffigan tells in his stand-up special, Mr. Universe.
Because after the third kid, people stop congratulating you. Then they just treat you like you're Amish. Four, well, that's one way to live your life. Can you build us one of those wood fireplaces? Four kids. Four kids. If you want to know what it's like to have a fourth, just imagine you're drowning, and then someone hands you a baby. The good news is we live in a two-bedroom apartment, so I thought it through. I haven't slept in 7 years.
So I think it's just good to talk about this. Everybody is in a unique place in life. Some of us have our health. Some of us have more free time than others. Some of us have more resources than others. And that's just the way it is. The challenge is for each of us in our own unique situation to, first of all, not compare ourselves to other people that are in a different situation. And you actually don't know all of their stuff. You don't know, you know, what's been involved in them creating their success. So the first thing is we just have to not compare ourselves. And then in our own unique situation, figure out, how can I make something tiny and put it out into the world? This is something Adam Clark and I talked about last week.
You know, you encouraged me at the beginning, don't start with something so big, Adam. Just pick something small that you could launch in a week or two and build on. You're probably going to be much better off with starting with something small that you can knock out quickly. And that momentum of launching is really, really powerful.
This is something I bring up over and over again. The advantage of starting small and starting now is that when you are able to constantly release things, when you're always putting something out, there's an energy that comes from shipping that is, it's just very encouraging. But if you've ever been on a project, maybe at work or in your own life, that just never ships, it just sits there and it's always being worked on and it's never done, you know how debilitating that is. And so you want the opposite of that. You want to have these little projects that you can work on, finish, and get out. There's another way to look at this, which is small incremental improvement leads to big changes over time. James Altucher has this quote where he says, I try to improve myself 1% every day. It seems small, but over a year, it makes a big difference. Carl and I were chatting about this today, and he observed something really interesting about that idea.
I was just doing a quick calculation. So your 1% a day end up compounding 38 times. So you're 38 times stronger than where you were at 1% a day.
Well, that's a good way to put it. So if you're sitting out there right now and you feel stuck, or you feel like you've tried stuff in the past and you just couldn't finish that project, couldn't get it out, I want to encourage you to maybe this week give yourself a deadline and in 7 days say, I'm going to build and launch this little thing. If you do that, let me know on Twitter. I'm the letter M, the letter I, and Justin. That's M-I Justin. Or you can get me on email, words@bizbox.ca, and share what you've built with me. I'd love to share it with other people on the show. So let's talk about what Carl and I have done so far in our project this week. Maybe we'll start by just having Carl explain what we're building.
Gumroad has this really awesome checkout experience. Like, they nailed that really, really well. How can we kind of use Gumroad to package content on WordPress and sell it? You know, it doesn't have to be a course. You could have like presentation or albums. You could sell whatever you want to. You just gate it behind the post that you want.
That's right. Because on Gumroad, you're basically selling like a PDF or an MP3. Like it's files. Yeah. But if you wanted to sell something online, you don't really have an option right now.
Well, I remember that I mentioned that to you. Like, I was really thinking of, there was Patrick McKenzie that was like, own your own content, like own the experience of your own content. And that lets you do that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can now tailor your blog to give the customer experience that you want to give, but you can also give them the customer experience that comes with Gumroad in terms of the flow, the purchasing flow and all that stuff, which is really good. So, like, you combine the two and you get something really nice.
So, essentially, we're combining two different platforms. On one side, we have Gumroad.com, which is a platform that allows makers to sell digital goods. On the other hand, we have WordPress, which is a publishing platform. It's a content management system. It's a way of hosting your own website or your own blog.
Letting you sell the content that you create on WordPress using Gumroad.
Yeah. Okay, so now the important question is, how are we doing? What's our progress? How are we feeling about us being able to ship this on Thursday? So let's check in on our project here. We're about at the halfway point.
Yeah.
How are you feeling so far?
I'm feeling pretty good. I hustled pretty hard to get everything out over the weekend. But you test it, it connects to Gumroad. We import the products in, and then we set up a hook with Gumroad to tell us whenever a sale comes in. This morning I sent you an update, and now it said whenever a product sale is recorded, we'll create the user if it doesn't exist. That way the person doesn't have to sign up.
Yeah, so in WordPress we'll create the user.
Yeah, and so that'll be a lot more user-friendly for both the content creator and the customer experience.
So we have most of the functionality for the plugin done. We also have a marketing site where you can go and sign up for the waiting list right now. That's getproductify.com. You can find the link to that in the show notes, buildandlaunch.net/13. But they always say, especially with software projects, that the last 10% will take you as much as the previous 90%. And we still have some work ahead of us. We need to test this. We need to really think through how real people are going to use this, not us as the makers, but actually people seeing this for the first time. Will they understand how all the flows work? Will they understand, you know, how to connect to Gumroad? All of that stuff. Got to figure that out. Plus, we need to do some marketing. We need to launch it and hopefully get some sales from day one. That's where we'll leave it for today. If you want to get more details on this project and everything we launch, get more of the behind the scenes, more of the stats, join the newsletter, buildandlaunch.net/newsletter. And that's where I send all of that stuff. Really gives people a good insight into kind of what's going on here. I just sent some more sales charts from some products I released before, and the response from the list is really great. Okay, so I just checked iTunes. There are 110 reviews for the show there. So good. Thank you for leaving these. Here's one from Keisha Jewell. Keisha says, awesome and inspiring. Love the show. I like how open Justin is about what he is doing. It's truly inspiring. I'm already wanting to start something of my own. Thanks for that, Keisha. If you want to leave your own review, buildandlaunch.net/review, and I might read it on air. So go leave one there, buildandlaunch.net/review. Thanks again, folks. Keep those emails and tweets coming. I read every one, and I will talk to you on Thursday. We'll see if we've got this thing launched. Check it out, getproductify.com. Ciao for now.